Welcome to the Villains Lounge.
I want to welcome all my villains to episode 7 of the Villains Lounge. Yes, yes, yes. And I am the Three Counts resident supervillain, the Dark Lord himself, the Dark Goat, Damien Fatale. And I'm your lead anchor for today's show. And, you know, in news, you know, I said what, a couple episodes ago that I heard that Jade and possibly Tiffany Stratton is going to be in the Elimination Chamber, and WWE.com kind of ruined it for themselves. And yeah, they posted and then removed the video with all six ladies that were in the Elimination Chamber. And I was right. I get Tiffany and Jade. So yes, bet. Let's do this. And in other news, we got The Rock. The Rock, I heard, is going to be leaning more into that heel side of himself. So, you know, that's really good to hear. So, hey, heal it up, Rock. Keep it up, keep it up. So, now, I guess the biggest thing is it looks like Anthem is trying to do some backpedaling. And Anthem, they own TNA Wrestling. And, you know, they're trying to do some damage control about their firing of Scott D'Amore. And they're basically trying to say it was a mutual decision, a mutual split between the parties. And I'm going to say bullshit, but hey, that it is what it is. So with that being said, let's get into the Monday Night Raw from 2/12/24. We're going to get into the review, and it starts off, you know, with that normal package, of course, the, kickoff press conference thingy. And yeah, they went into the, right after all that, they went right into the New Day versus, and the Usos versus Imperium. And that was a solid match. And we got the New Day and the main event, Jey Uso, getting the victory and getting the W, and basically building up, I guess, main event Jey Uso versus Gunther, I believe. So, looking for that, looking forward to that. And I give that 3 axe handles. So, then we had the men's Elimination Chamber qualifier match between Bobby Lashley and Big Bronson Reed. And Bobby Lashley gets the W. Solid match, really fun. Most of these matches are solid matches and very fun to watch. But, you know, those two big guys just, like, you know, was going at it, and I give that 2.5 axe handles. Then Cody comes out, and of course there's other back segments, but I'm going into the most important one that stuck out the most, and that's Cody Rhodes coming out, and he, you know, talks about the press conference and all that and his choice and his decision. And then out comes Rollins, and he says that he understands that the decision that he made, and that the time would be now to beat Roman. And he believed when he said he was going to take everything from Roman, and it would be now. But the question is, last time, you know, he had the wise man, he had Jimmy, he had, you know, Solo, and, you know, the wise man and all that just in his corner. But now he's got The Rock, the most influential entertainer of all time, I guess. You know, he's got him in his corner. So now the question is, what are you gonna do? He also took blame for creating the monster in our tribal chief. So you have that. But he said that he would have Cody's back and that he would be his shield. So I mean, you got that segment. Well, that was solid. Really good. Enjoyed every bit of that. And I'm going to give that 4 axe handles. So then we go into the women's Elimination Chamber qualifying match with Liv Morgan versus Zoe Starks. And I wanted Starks to win this, but Liv comes out with the W. And it was a very fun match. The girls did it. I give that 2.5 axe handles. Then we got R-Truth and JD McDonagh. And a lot of this was set up in the back with, you know, Priest finally telling R-Truth, you're not in Judgment Day, and that, like, you know, this is basically going to be an execution. And so, you know, he was running around all back, all nervous. He called like Miz and said that, yo, you need to hurry up and fly. Fly to Monday Night Raw, even though he's really far away, in like a couple of minutes to have his back. And well, that didn't happen. JD gets the W, and just all of it played out. They beat him down. DIY comes out for the save, and it was fun. It was fun. I give it 3 axe handles. But JD gets that deserved win. So good job, good job, good job, good job, good job. And so then Becky comes out. That was a very fun promo. You know, she's talking her thing, gonna win the Elimination Chamber. You know, she's the man. And then, of course, you got Nia Jax and Rhea Ripley. They come out, words exchange, hands exchange, and are thrown. They get Jax out the ring and lay her out, and they have an intense stare down between the WWE World Women's Champion, Mommy, and the man, Becky Lynch. So, yeah, that was good. So then after that, we get the Men's Elimination Chamber qualifier, and it's LA Knight, yeah, versus Ivar. And I thought Ivar was going to win this because of AJ, but that didn't happen. But we get LA Knight winning and qualifying for the Chamber. Really good match. Ivar looked great. LA Knight, of course, looked great. 2.5 axe handles. And then the main event was Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke Nakamura. And, you know, Sami's trying to get those wins and trying to get to WrestleMania, and he lost. I didn't expect Nakamura to get the W, but Nakamura gets that W. Really good main event, really solid. I will give that one 3.5 axe handles. Expected Sammy to win, but hey, it is what it is. So that concludes the Villains Lounge. You know, check out all our stuff. You know, X, you know, all the other socials, all that's down here. You know, on the Infinite Plus Network, not that. We'll have somebody fix that. And yeah, we got that watch along coming up for Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia. Now entering the ring, and of course more Villains Lounge episodes, so come check us out. So I am signing off. Peace.
Welcome to the Villains Lounge.